Dovey's is coordinating it. If any questions, you can speak to him. Rabbi said we have to do a little chazara. Always have to chaza. So we're in Tosfos over here on Sechti Yavamis of Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. And a comparable Tosfos, but not identical, which you'll soon see, is in Sanhedrin on that Pei Beis Amar Aleph, which we had on the screen yesterday. It was going to be reappearing, thanks to Ellie on the screen, momentarily. Momentarily. As a matter of fact, if you look at the beautiful Gemaras, O Tzadi, it says on the side, I and O Tosfos Sanhedrin Pei Beis. Okay, so that's what we did. Tosfos has a kasha of Moshe Mipuntaija. That's its comment to both Tosfos. The question is, what's the status of a Kohen who lives with a non-Jewish woman? Our Gemara says that a Gioris is also the Kohen Midaraisi Mitam Zona. Thank you so much. Can you make it bigger, please? Yeah. Much bigger. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, Mitam Zona. Whereas in Avodah Zarah it says, no, if you live with a non-Jewish woman, it's a din derabbanan, mishum nashgaz, it's the zayin being zona, and some don't even have the zayin. Avodah mishum zona lo, not a, right, fine. So according to Abai, it's okay, because Abai holds that the Easter exists only when you're married. You can't be married to a non-Jewish woman. But according to Rava disagrees, so we're stuck. So what's Tosa's answer? The last two lines of Tosa, so we have. Yeshlomah the Rava lo polig elahecha de zinsa the yolaf la mizona yisraelis kedama Rava ava lo zinsa moda de lo mitzvah mishim zona kedama rabbi mishim duchsib lo yichal vehecha period, because it has to be a relationship and with a Jew and a non-Jew it's not, no relationship, no chilu zera vehecha de lo zinsa hutzuchu ligzo nashgaz a non-Jewish woman who was not mizana ava giyores the shaykh bakicha vechilu Asur Mishim Zona got the low zinsa. Ain't a chanami. Turns out that when she converts, the Easter gets worse, not better. Why? Because the possibility of marriage exists. That's the Tosfos over here in Masechtas Yevamos, Tav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Is it clear? The question was, how can it be that it's work? Oh, you're saying, no, what did I just do? I just banged the table. Bang it again? Did I just turn it off for good? How do I get it back on? Oh, did I? One back? I disconnected the whole thing with one bang? I thought the internet was stronger than that. It's one little bang and the whole thing goes off. I just feel so terrible. I just have to stop banging. Okay. So this is what Tosfos over here in Masechta Yevamos Nav Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. I want to tell you two important things. Number one, Tosfos is assuming that a Gioris, thank you so much. Whenever we use the word Zona, it means Zona. Tosfos doesn't have any Chochmas. Whenever it's Osus, presumably Mishum Zona. And when Tosfos says another nuance over here, last two lines, Rava lo polig alehecha de zinsa, means a non-Jewish woman is Mizana. Now, how's a non-Jewish woman Mizana? Presumably, we recognize non-Jewish marriage. If she is living with a man out of the context of a marriage, that's how I read it, then it's derived from Zona Yisraelis. Even a non-Jewish woman, a Jewish woman who plays around not in her marriage could end up being a Zona. So to a non-Jewish woman, okay? That's what it turns out according to Shitas HaTosfos here in Masechta Yevamos. Everyone with me so far? In Sanhedrin, they build it up basically the same. I'm going to save time. I'm going to skip to the end. Okay. Oh. What about the Gemara in Kiddushin? So the Gemara in Kiddushin is a machlokas between the two Tosfos. Very important. See the word Kiddushin I'm focused on over here? We had Kiddushin in our Tosfos. Kiddushin Ayin Ches, the second line. Dorish lo mikro di yecheskel lemar kidisle maka disle. Mekom gom bein lemar asira mitam zono. It's a Rambam Shita. True, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, but it's really a Zona. This Tosfos like the Rambam. With me? Tosfos in Yevamos, in Sanhedrin, is not like the Rambam. Vahi the Kiddushin, afgav the midoraisa asura, lavishim zona mitzra, elixeres akasov. What? Sulos mitzera beis Yisrael. You see? It's a machlokes of two Tosfos. And now, because how did it all get started? Because Dov came to me and said, he doesn't understand. Why did Tosfos and Sanhedrin quote this Yerushalmi about why do you quote the Yerushalmi? So I turned this question around. How come Tosfos didn't quote the Yerushalmi? What's a selective citation? So I answered him, yes! Because the Yerushalmi is against our Tosfos. As Rabbi Simcha pointed out, we saw yesterday. The Yerushalmi seems to say that there's an Isser which is not Zona, a separate Isser. That's exactly what Tosfos is in Mechadash and Sanhedrin. Our Tosfos are the other way around. There's only one Isser, an Isser of Zona. Ours is the Pesulos reserve Isser. It really means a Zona. It really means that. Just the Rambam Shita. So they left out the Yerushalmi. Why should we get involved with the Yerushalmi and say the Bavli argued? We left it out. But he in Sanhedrin, where he wants to prove his point, that is an Isser. Going to Mahalach, that is an Isser, which is not an Isser of Zona. What do you see that? You see Yerushalmi, right? They quote the same stories in our Gemara, or a similar story. The grandmother became converted, and the Rebbe was Machshel Lakuna, Kerab Shimon, that's the Bavli stops over here. But the Yerushalmi says, no, Divrei HaKol. Why? Why? It's only if it's a Lo Saseh, a real Lo Saseh, then the child is a Chalala. But if it's a Lava Bo Mechlal Haseh, like we say when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, who's supposed to marry a Psula. If he marries a Be'ula, okay, Leka Malchus. There's no Malchus. It's not really a Zona. It's only some separate Isser. And the proof that it's separate Isser is the child is okay. Now, is the child okay? What did the Bavli say about that? Well, that's a shayla over here in Yevam Masav Samach Amar Aleph. We mentioned this already yesterday. Bor Menei Yesh cholam echay v'yesei or ein cholam echay v'yesei. The Yerushalmi is clearly working with an assumption, ein cholam echay v'yesei, and therefore, what I just do? V'hutz shechu chachomim ligzar del echay v'malkus. So nashgaz this malkus derabonon. I Agamar use the word zona. No zona lav dafka. This is the Tosfos Rabosai in Sanhedrin. You follow me? So here, there's many differences. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's not a Zona. Zona is Lav Dafka. Tosfos in Yevamah says Zona is Dafka. That's why Tosfos in Sanhedrin quotes the Yerushalmi, which proves his point. And Tosfos in Yevamah omits the Yerushalmi. There's one more nuance that Dov and I discovered when we were comparing the two Tosfos. And that, did you pick it up? In what case is a Goya a Zona? There's a different word that's being used. One word is being used in Yevamis, and a different word is being used in Sanhedrin. Did you notice it?
Well, this is one where she actually has a bia, but the other one's where she automatically becomes a zona if she's just a
guy. No. Tosfos is working with an assumption.
Isn't Shtube Zima the...
No. Tosfos works with an assumption. Rav Moshe Reb Pantaja, he's the one who had this problem, right? So we have it over here. Let's look at our Tosfos. The last 200 of our Tosfos. She's not a zona. Okay, fine. That's Tosfos in Masechta Yevamos. What did he say over here? Same Teretz. V'nira lefarsh da'ach shmaita b'mishumeres shelo nivala. And even if it's not, you're not sure, the luck mispeka d'oraisa. Avavadai be'ula, loka midoraisa k'rava b'tmura. Sounds like exactly the same thing. What's the difference? What word is used? What?
Zinsa?
Exactly. Here he uses the word zinsa, and there he uses the word be'ula. I was wondering about that. Did you notice it? It's a nuance. I asked the question yesterday. What does Tosfos mean? What if she's married? She was married by the priest in the church. She followed all the rules and regulations. She's monogamous completely with her own husband. And then she converts to become a Jew. Is that Nisa Daraisa or not? I got an impression from the words of Tosfos in here in Yevamos. No. Because it said Zinsa. That's not called Zinsa. She's married. Whereas here, he used the word what? Be'ula. So it occurred to me, if this is really true, if this B'diuk, maybe it's Hoba Hotalia. Maybe. Because Tosfos over here is saying she's a Zoina, a real honest to goodness Zoina. All right, Zona, not Zoina. But still, there's some kind of coloration of it in the term. That only takes place when there's an act of Znus. Whereas Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's not a Zona, it's a separate Isser, B'sulis B'zera B'es Yisrael, Oh, if it's a separate issa, then even if she's living with her husband, it's still she's not a basula. She's a ba'ula by a goy. So that issa d'oraisa could exist. That's what I wanted to think of. It all came out of our discussion this morning in the Beis Medrash. Yes, Binyam.
One thing that bothers me about how we're reading Tosfos is how do we know that there's even such a thing as marriage by...
There is. Absolutely is.
Why?
Absolutely. How can I prove it to you? All right. Yeah, I know that. Is this all? I have all my settlements and hedges on this thing. It doesn't work that way. No, but I'm not going to bother you. In Sanhedrin after Nunches, we are taught, based on the Pasuk, Alkein Yazo Ishes Ove Vezimo, Vidovak Beishto. That's a Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, to B'nai Noach. Chazal Dashim Vidovak Beishto, Velo Beishes Chavero. Whoa. Which is of course, like all B'nai Noach, it's a capital offense. Of course, you'll ask me a big, yeah.
I was going to say, is there a difference between Zenut and Nivela being led to Akum? Because Rashi seems to say that is Zenut.
Even that's for a Jewish woman.
Oh, for a Jewish woman?
For a Goyish woman, who's she supposed to live with? A Jewish boy? You want to intermarry?
But he was talking about a girl when he said it.
I'm talking about a straight, a good, righteous Catholic. Uh-huh. She gets married in the church, by the priest, as a virgin bride. And she lives only with her husband. She's monogamous, and everyone's tzaddikim, chassidim, wasa'olam, and they give charity, and they like Jews, alamailas. And then she converts.
Right.
So according to our Tosfos, I thought she's not a zona. Doesn't say she wasn't zinsa. According to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, it sounds like she is a zona. Yeah. No, take it back. Not a zona. She's a sura l'kayin through this other prohibition, which is zona's lived after. That's exactly why it's all about tayat. One could argue. Yeah.
I think his question is good because, as we said before, a zona is not necessarily something bad.
Right. That's
the
right.
The fact that she can't get married to anyone else, maybe be as akum is.
Ena chenami. That's exactly. You're right. It could be you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yesterday, before I noticed this nuance, I asked to myself in shir, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos means zinsa. Afraid to bang. Tosfos means zinsa. She's immoral. Or does this just mean she lived with even with her own husband? I wasn't sure. And I'm still not sure. But notice the nuance. Here they use the word zinsa. There it was nivela. That I did notice. And the other nuance is there's a zona. Here it's a zona. There it's not a zona. Maybe the two go together. It's only a maybe. You'll be hearing in shir when we go back on our joyride. Many maybes. There'll be many maybes that we're going to be putting forward. But we're suggesting. Yes, y'all.
Are we talking about if a kohen is born a goy, which is still a goy?
No. Yeah, well, even when she's still a goy, if a kohen lives with a goya. Is he over in the Easter of Zona? Yes or no? Says Testosis, it depends. If she's a Basula, no. If she's a Ba'ula or a Zinsa, the case may be, then yes.
So regardless of that, in that case, according to Tosis Hedron, if she's a Ba'ula, yes, and according to Tosis Divamas, if she's a Zinsa?
That's only case, Zinsa, so right.
Not a case in this guy afterwards. Case when she's still
no, while she's still a Goya.
Okay, fine.
Yes, sir.
Aya says that a woman falls under the category of Zona if like Kicha and Chalal are better.
Right.
How does Rava learn?
Oh. Rava holds, well, you know what? Only one way to figure it out. I have to open the Gemara tomorrow. Since I always tell you to look up the Gemaras, I have to do the same thing myself, right? He wants to know, what will Rava do in deflecting the proofs that Abaye brought? There can only be an Isser if there's a possibility of Kicha, of actual marriage. Everyone agrees you can't marry marriage does not take effect with respect to a non-Jewish woman. I'm here from Tamura, Daf Chav Tes. That's a Baye. Yeah. It all starts off, there's a pasuk in the Holy Torah, about say. Losavi Esnan Zona. What does the word Esnan mean? What's the shorish of the word Esnan? A very simple shorish.
Nosan.
A little Hebrew. Nosan. A guy's Nosan to a Zona. Unfortunately, he gives his, he has a, some woman who's not his wife, so he has to pay her for her quote services. He pays her. And she, of course, a very devout individual, she takes the payment she received for her quote services and brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. Terrible! Terrible! Ill-gotten gains! The Torah says, you're not a chas v'sholem to be makav that in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? That's how it all starts. That's what's doing here in Temura on Daf Chav Tes. So it says over here, what do you mean Esnan Zona? What are the details of it? It sounds horrific. But what are the actual details of this din? This is as follows. Omar Abaye, Zona Overes Kochavim, Esnona Osra. Imagine, goes to 42nd Street. I don't know if they cleaned it up now. Used to be, they used to call that. And he finds a Goyish Zona, and he gives her an animal for a schar. She quickly gets on the plane to the Beis HaMikdash, and she brings the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. She's a Goya. Abaye says that has to be rejected. That has the status of Esnan Zona. How do you know? It says by Esnan Zona, Toeva, right? And Kol HaShiyasa B'Kol HaToa V'Soel. Mal Alan Arayas Shein Kedushin Tov Seba. Typically Arayas means, as we know, Chiv Bikuris is no Kedushin Tov Seba. How can I buy a Goya? Ain't Kedushin Tov Seba. Shein? But a Kohen Shabbat on the same woman? Ain't Loke. Why? Yikach and Yichal. You have to have Zarami Yuchas Achrov. A Goya is not Zarami Yuchas Achrov because we know that the Jewish man and the non-Jewish woman there's no connection between the father and the child at all. Fine. Adkan Abaye. Rova Amar Esnana Osur. And the Kohen Abolel, Loka Mishim Zona. Why? Yalfi Mehadadi. Mazon, this is what Tosis quoted. Mazon, last line. Mazoni Israelis Belav. Avzon over Eskachovim Belav. Maestan Zona over Eskachovim Osur. Avestan Zona Israelis Osur. Alright, the question will be, what do you do with Likach Leichal? Hold on, I'm trying to find this. Oh, but before we go any further, this is now the first wide line in the Gemara. Meisve, that's not Chlokas Abaye against Rav. Echad zona ovedes kochavim v'echazon Yisraelis esnana aser. Tufta de Abaye, a mefurish abraisa. A mefurish abraisa, Rabosai. Answer the Gemara, a very critical line. Amalach Abaye, homani Rabbi Akivi. The Omer and Kedushin Tovs and B'chai V'Lavin. So here's a critical. Why is this line so critical? It's going to be so critical in my joyride. Why is this line so critical? Rabbi say, if you argue with Rabbi Akiva, is it Kedushin by a Goya? What do you say, yes or no? Of course not. Afal PK, this Gemara is telling us the first wide line, about of Chavtes and Mezim Tumura, tells us the Chiddush Yisoda Godel, that the Easter of living with a non-Jewish woman, according to Rabbi Akiva, is more Chomer than according to the Rabbanon. Why? It's like a kind of Chai Be'Lavin. Maybe it's Mamish Chai Be'Lavin in some sense. So Chai Be'Lavin, Rabbi Akiva, is more Machmir. Therefore, although there's no Kiddushin anyway, because it's a Goya, it's still more Chom according to Rabbi Akiva than it is according to whom? It is according to the Rabbanon, who argued Rabbi Akiva. It's a critical, keep that in your memory bank. It's critical, critical, critical line. I'm looking for your question about the Yol Yikach and Lo Yichalo. I'm sorry to say, the Gemara doesn't address it. Unless I'm missing something, maybe somebody was shown to address it. I opened the Gemara for your sake, I'm closing it, unfortunately, without giving you a good answer. Look in there tomorrow, maybe somebody asks this question. Okay, I'm sorry I can't answer you. I don't know. I apologize. I should know the answer to this question, but I do not know it. And I don't want to spend time on it looking for it. So I'll make you my research. Sunday morning, come back with an answer. Okay, Adarabi, I have a whole Shabbos to figure out the answer to this question. I'm with me, Rabbi Osai. We're getting back into the sugya gradually. With always new chidushim, every day brings new chidushim. Ein beis hamedrash b'li chidush. Just this morning, we're pilpulim beis hamedrash. All these new chidushim came out. These nuances in Tosas here, Tosas there. They quote the Rishonim, they don't quote the Rishonim. They say nivul, they say zinsa. Maybe it's all connected. I don't know for sure, but there's certainly interesting chidushim possibilities within analyzing these words of the Holy Tosfos. Now Rabbi Osai, we go a little bit further. A little bit further. Oh. Listen to me carefully, please. Oh. We have to see the following yesod. What happened?
If you don't move it, it turns off automatically.
Oh, this. Not gonna need it. Okay. Fine. You may recall, Rabbi Osai, at the end of the shir, we saw a Korban Asano. That is so important, we're gonna review it again. We're gonna open the same source and read it all over again. That's how important it is. Very, very, very important. Korban Nisanel is an os lamet. It's in Simon Vav. In our print, it's page Lamed Bey, is the top line. What the Rosh says, in commenting on our Mishnah, what's the zona? Nivala Bilas Nos, the Mishnah says. What does that mean? Chai v'krisus, lo tafse v'kidushin, o akum v'evet, ava chai v'lav, the tafse v'kidushin, lo have your zona. That's what Tosa said as well. Says the Korban Asan Olamin. I am Tosas getting paid tests. Bula, Marsha, Tosas Perich Abol Yavim. They quote our Tosas. They in Zona, Velo Nivsala Menakuhuna, Ela Benivala Lachai Vekrisus, Ava Nivala Lachai Velavin, Kem Natavsa Bekidushin, Lo Nivsala Kuhuna, Vechenidas Rosh. So writes the Marsha. Vesh the Hakshas, the Divya Tosas, Meach Masnisin Perakama de Ksubis, Darehi Becheskas Bula Nostum Lamamza, Dumuchach Behedja, the Nivsala Kuhuna, It's a Mefurash Mishnah. The Eshliyashe. You don't like the Mishnah? No problem. Asya Kimandama and Kedushin Tovsa Bechai Belavin. But now look, Kaimel and Hochi Aikan. You see again, the Mashah said the Chiddush Neira. At the Mishnah in Ksubas, it says if you live with a Chai Belavin, it's the Apostle Lakuna, it's only called the Rabbi Akiva. It's called Arias. But according to us, it's not called Arias. She's Taka Kosha to a coin. Says Ad Kan Demarsho. He quotes the verbatim. Now Rabbeinu Akushim B'mkom Amedes. Do maybe Hach Masnisin Perakama Duxubis Simin Chav Ches. He quotes that Mishnah, and it's obvious he doesn't accept that the Mishnah Shalok Aloch. Va'Nochon the Bach the Marshal Nei Lo Havi Zona Lilkol Sola Mishum Zona Mechay Belavin Kevin the Tazav Kedushin Afilu Hachi Psula LeKuhuna or LeTruma Kedi Yolav Perakamana LeKohen Gadol. We saw at the end of the shiur yesterday. How's it go? Ki siya le'ish. No. Zor, right. The word zor is found. This answers the kasha of the Marsha. It says, look in the Beis Shmuel, which I did. Beis Shmuel says exactly so. Beis Shmuel holds this way. Korban Nisan, the Marshal, the Bach, four giants all argue with the Marsha and say that when Tosa says it's not a zone, they didn't mean it's mutter. They meant it's a lesser iser, some iser which is not considered to be a zone. Ad kan, Rabosai, this is so. But the Marsha should not be considered as a nobody. Because we'll see soon, I can even show you now where the Marsha got it from. Presumably he got it from no less a source than the holy Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, Mamash, the Beis Yosef. Why? Because the Beis Yosef, can you get me a tour? Tour of Beis Yosef? I'm not sure if you can get me a split screen, a tour of Beis Yosef, so we can see it all. Or you can get me a tour of Sadaf, whichever is easier for you.
Easier on
Bar-Ilan. We're in Simon Vov. Start with the tour, Simon Vov. I think it's called Sivches, and then I'll show you the Beis Yosef. The tour of Osai quotes its machlokas between the Rambam and its father, the Rosh. This case, Nibel Lechai Velavin. Are you a zone or not a zone? Frek the Beis Yosef, an obvious kasha. You ask me the question, what he asks.
Sure.
Very good. Look at this. Thank you so much. But now, how am I going to get to here? Where am I? Here? That's the end. Oh, right, it's right here. I'll only have you close to our show. Oh, here we go. One more time. Ezem Rizona, top of the page. Shenivel Achad Min Arayas, Lo Shna Chai Ve Mises Bezin, Lo Shna Chai Ve Krisis Onus Rotsin Zodin Shogeg Dak Lo Gadak Herab Onus Zodin Bas Shodim Emechad. Fine. Ben Tishan. Fine. Chusi Bol Anita. Fine. Aval Abo Al Chai Ve Lavin. I feel the chai v'lavin the share lo asah zona came in the tafsim b'kiddushin chutz mi'abol yevintos asah zona the inami lo tafsim b'kiddushin finas the zona b'yazah the Rambam zal kosav hanivelas the chai v'lavin enu mi'olishon asah zona v'adoni avizal kosav kesvara rishona My father, we just saw, we just read his father. His father's right over here. In Yevamos Vavav. Says, Kisvara Rishona. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. The Beis Yosef comments on this. Here we are. We're here somewhere. Quotes the Rush. Lo hab yezona. All right, with me? Let me try that. 1 second. Rambam disagrees. Oh, this is very important on its own. Quotes the Rambam Magid. Where did Rambam get it from? The Tanya Beperek Amon of the Kohen Gadol Daf Samaches. Ben Teshon of Yom Echad. We saw it about yesterday. Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Adomi, Kusi, Nasim, Chol, Mamza. Shabal, Akohenes, Levi, Israelis, Salua. Minoni, Mili. Omar, Yehuda, Omar, Rav. Doma, Kro. Ubas, Kohen, Kisia, Lish, Zar. Kemesh, Nivela, La, Posala. Psala. Ashkan, Kohenes, Levi, Israelis, Minon. Talon, Bas, Mi, Bas. Ashkan, Truma, Kuna, Minon, Kavachom, Migusha. Magusha, Shimuteras, Mitruma, Psula, Lakuna, Zushal, Truan, Nish, Psula, Lakuna. No. So Rabbos, I think, since the Ram got it from here. Hikshu, Sham. V'chi ma'atirim en adin v'tirtsu gilim ilsa b'yamu u'mefurish v'perek asara yuchsin shehi zona mechai v'krisus v'chein esbo b'har me'makomus v'chai v'lavin kol p'tzu adak v'kut shofa ad kan l'shof. Oh, Harif quotes the Braisa and he quotes the Gemara. Oh, Rabbi Magid says smach v'das arayvin eni odea. Heich Evshal Arayva Latosis Larosh Litchos Brises Zud the Geramoni. He doesn't understand. How could Arayva the Tosin Rosh go against the Mefurash Gemara on Samaches? Tikotoni Behedja the Chayva Lavin the Chayva Yasi Pasim and Akuna. Find a Vada Mitam Shasua Zona. That's the key phrase. Vahainu Vadai Mitam Shasua Zona. Do you know what the Beis Yosef was assuming outside? It's Zona or bust. Uh-oh. It's either Zona or nothing. So he has a kasha against all these Rishonim who don't agree with the Rambam. It's against the Mefurash and Gemara. What's the answer? We saw the answer in the Karban Asado. No! It's not a Zona, but it's also a Daraisa anyway. Right, with me so far? But have you, no. Can there be an Issa Daraisa which is not called Zona in this context? We have Gusha Chalala Zona. Could be anything else? So the Beis Yosef assumes no. And if he assumes no, he derives in big tzaras. It's a mefurash gemara that it's usur, and the rabbi said it's not his owner. You and I know the answer. Four people told us the answer. Bach, Marshal, who else? Bach, Marshal, Korban Asanel, and why didn't you tell me before? Beis Shmuel. All four said the same thing. And he's a derisive, but it's not called a zona, yes. So,
from what I saw in the Gemara, the Gemara didn't say that these people become a zona, right? It didn't
never,
say
never, never.
It seemed like it learned it out from a separate pasuk.
Correct.
I mean, so why would you...
Exactly.
Why would you even
exactly. But the Rambam says, no, you can't... this means that it's a zona. I'll show you...
Why would you automatically say that?
I wouldn't automatically say it, but the Rambam said so, that's clear. But Kitzer... That's where it ends. B'kitz and Nimritz, this is a fundamental dispute, Rabbi Osei, of whether there could be another Issa Daraisa which is not quite a Zona. Right? Rabbi Yosef Karo is saying no. And you know where he gets it from? The Tur. Because why did the Tur say that my father held like a Svara Rishona? Might have Gemina. Who? Tell me a question. Did they dispense Malchus in the Tur's Bezdin? Tur lived in Spain, right? Who thinks they dispensed Malchus? It was you're Malchus. Cohen lives in Arizona. Malchus. Oh, you only live with you're like the Rush? No, we're not going to give you Malchus. Come on, no one gave Malchus. So what do you say? What are you hacking over here? What's the difference? So the Beis Yosef says, you know what the difference is? Because if it's not Arizona, it's Mutter. And that's why in the Shulchan Aruch itself, can we get Shulchan Aruch proper? Sorry to trouble you again, Ellie. If you're not going to trouble, you have to change seats. But, hear what's going on over here. This is critical stuff. Is there a lesser issa d'oraisa which is no malchus called nivela l'posala? There is Yosef denies it. The Mashah denies it. The Torah seems to deny it. Whereas the Bach, Beis Shmuel, Korban Asanel, Marshall, all hold from it. Thank you. Before Shmuel too?
Yeah.
Mechokas, Beis Shmuel.
Well, definitely Beis
Shmuel. Okay, Beis Shmuel's good enough. Yeah. If you got me a triple screen, let's just get Beis Shmuel. That's more important than Mechokas, Mechokas. Yeah. Got a triple screen. Beis Shmuel too. Okay. Tell me later what to do. Fine. The one on the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch itself has this distinction, this machlokes. Sifches. V'yesh om, ha'rezu zon v'asur l'kohen. V'yesh omim shabo al chavies al chav alav and afili al chav alav d'sher, lo aso zona. Who cares? Who cares? Who has this kasha? Let me first go to Chalkas Mechok. How do I do that? One second. That's that? On the right? It's on the right? I'm on the bottom. Oh, Chalkas Mechok. Yeah, it just appeared on the screen and it went away. Oh! It's unbelievable. He says, man, it's got me coming and going. Yud. Oh. Yesh Amudas Aramba. Bemes ain beneya machlekas the dina. The vade kuliamas viole the cholani the choshev afilu hachalo post lakuna. Rakanyan malchus mishim zona bezen echlechu al aramba. This viole the osa mikro da achwini the xel avan gusha lekochel noshem kim besulz mizera beis yisro. Ain aloka mikro da yom the zona. It came bechinam heavy arav the day azu mishem machlekas. Mirach adin afkamina min as man azelanyan malchus. He attacks of Yosef Karo. He attacks him. Yosef Karo, Lushitos, and Beis Yosef. No, it's Zona or bust. It's not a Zona and it's Mutter. I'll get back to Beis Shmuel. This one. Oh. I don't need anymore. Good. Everyone with me so far? Everyone with me so far? So Rabbi said, this is all very, very, very important stuff. Very important stuff. Very important stuff. Oh. Very important stuff. Now. Now, fascinating, Rabbi Osai. Fascinating. I asked you to see a Rambam. I think it's on the Mara Makomas, which I'm hoping will be in a Mishpat Amole, but I wouldn't bet on it. But maybe let me just look it up for a second. We had a question with Tosis' whole question, both here and in Sanhedrin, all start with the problem of Nashgaz. Right? Nashgaz implies that the Raisa, the Kohen is with the Goya, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if after they made the gzera that the Kohen is prohibited to live with the Goya and they give him malchus for it. The question is, Al Gemara seems to say, at least according to Rava, that it's a din d'oraisa if a Kohen lives with a Goya. That's how Tosa started. Moshe should be Pantaj's kash. Oh. No, it's not here. I'm sorry. You'll have to. Let me read it to you. Okay, you'll trust me a little bit. So far, I've been right so far. Right so far? Rambam and Hilchos Isurei Bia. Listen to this. The Rambam says it's an Issa D'oraisa for Yisrael to marry a Goya. I'm telling you a big Chiddush, right? So intermarriage is a Torah prohibition. Who thought differently before I said this? I just read it to you. Well, if you look at that Ayin Vav, you should think differently. But the Ram Pasman's intermarriage is an Issa D'oraisa. Aval Habo'al HaGoya Derech Znus Makin Oso Makas Marish Mit Divrei Sofim Gzeira Shemayovo Lischatein Vim Yichlo Biznus Chayim Mishim Nida Mishim Shivcha Mishim Goya Mishim Zona. What is new about this Rambam? Ram is a chiddush pellet. Calls a Gemara. Nashgaz. What's new? Yeah?
Don't we have that in Tosfos?
What's new?
It's
Mr. Darach. No, it says it's the Rabbanim. Malchus, yeah. Here's what's new. This obviates Tosfos's question completely. Why? On both sides. We are learning all your other Rambams was Perek Yud Ches, Perek Yud Tes. That's when we talk about the Kuhuna prohibitions. Perek Yud Bey, the first word is Yisroel. Yisroel! But who in this room is not a Kohen? Raise your hand. You're all Jewish, yeah? So you're all Yisroel. This parak belongs to you. If a non-Kohen takes in a non-Jewish woman, unfortunately it's happened in the history of the world. Is he loka mishum zona, midrabbana? You're shaking your head, no, you are completely correct logically. How can you be, Rabosai, it's not one of his mitzvahs. If you're not a Kohen, the pasuk in the Chumash, Yishaz onavach alav v'shalei, doesn't apply to you. You're not a Kohen. So the Tosfos is assuming that Nashgaz is for Kohanim. Frektosis, what do you mean? Is that one of these Daraisa, Gemara and Tamura? The Rambam knocked the kashu up before it started. Rambam took the word Zona and it applies to Yisrael. Midrabbanan, of course. Midrabbanan, you're a Yisrael. You live with a non-Jewish woman on a regular basis. You are loke midrabbanan mishum zona. You say, this is Maimonides, believe it or not. The Rambam is making up new Yisurim? Just imagine, I'm not a Kohen and I go to a cemetery. Oh, midrabbanan yoloke mishum lo yitam. What, are you kidding me? I'm not a Kohen. How can the Rambam say that a Yisrael who lives with a non-Jewish woman on a regular basis is loka mishum zona? The word zona is only found in one place in the Chumash, Parshas Emor, with respect to Kohanim. The specific Parshas Emor la Kohanim b'nei Aaron. I'm a Yisrael, leave me alone, Rabbi Rambam. You can't get me for zona. Yes, you want to get me for Nida, yes. Shivcha, yes. Goya, yes. Zona? I'm not a Kohen. This mistaken identity, you give me Malchus. Stop! Stay the court-appointed whipper. I am not a Kohen. Maimonides sent me to whip you. I told Maimonides I'm not a Kohen. I said, I don't care, you're not a Kohen. You get whipped, bang you anyway. Tosfos says, you can't believe it. Yes, sir.
So the Nashgaz and Avodah Zarah, is that, it's Aser, is that referring to a Kohen or is that referring to...
Everyone in the world is referring to a Kohen, and they get stuck with Tosfos Kash. The Rambam is referring to a Yisrael. That's how we answer the question.
So he's saying those four Yisroel are
Right. So Rambam refers to Yisrael. Everyone else says, are you kidding me, Rambam? Zona is by definition. Zona is limited to a Kohen. So the Achronim point out, the Rambam said is to short-circuit Tosfos Kasha. We stop Mimosha ad Moshe lokom kemosha. From Rav Moshe ben Maimon to Rav Moshe mi Fantasia. He stopped them in his tracks. Rav Moshe mi Fantasia. So Kasha, what are you telling me? Zona is a Gioris, da-da-da-da-da-da. But it says in Masechta Temura, a whole discussion that whether there's an Issa Nashgaz, an Oish Nashgaz, an Avodah Zarah, da-da-da-da-da. So the Rambam says, what are you kidding? Rav Moshe mi Fantasia. I'm Rav Moshe from Spain. And I tell you, from Moshe to Moshe, I'm a Moshe to Moshe, man to man talk, you got it all wrong. Masechta Avodah Zarah talking about Yisrael, not a Kohen. He says, where are you coming from? Moshe ben Maimon, what are you talking about? A zona to a non-Kohen? Did you learn Chumash? You Mavis Sedra? Says back to him, yeah, I'm Mavis Sedra. But with the Rabbanon, they introduced the concept of a Issa zona even to a non-Kohen. Sounds shocking. We'll see soon as we go today how smart the Rambam really was. I mean, not that he needs our Rambam doesn't need my editorial endorsement, Rabbi said. But we'll see soon how other later people where they came to it. Rabosa. Who said this chiddush to gedolim? The Keren Orah on our daf and the Minchas Chinuch in the new Minchas Chinuch Siman Reish Tam Avav Sitkot Tazayin. They both say exactly the same thing. But the question becomes: how can there possibly be any concept of zona when it comes to a non kohen? So here Rabosa Rabbi Chanan comes to the act. Rabbi Chanan, the holy Rabbi Chanan, Mama, he's a Kaddish, he was killed by Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Chanan Vasserman, Zatzal Hashem Yimkom Domo, in Kovetz Aores, says this Yisrael, which others say as well. But I'm going to read it to you from him. It's in Simon Memhei, Sivkot and Zayin. Achidish Godol V'Noira Ad Ma'od. But there are two Gemaras which seem to indicate that this Chiddush is true. Listen very carefully. He says, what's the connection between a Zona and if you're not a Kohen? Eishes Yisroel. He quotes a Gemara, and I ask you to see it, it's in the bracket of the Maramakomas. Kiddushin Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. There's a katir of both, I'm giving you a bekitza nimris. Ein isu chalal isur. Have you heard of it? It's a Gemara in Yevamos. Just to show you, we're not learning Yevamos, this is part of Yevamos, but just to show the concept of Ein isu chalal isur, I'm going to read you from a Gemara in Kiddushin primarily. But just to give you a little background, where's the other one? Kiddushin is where I'm going to read you from. Anaf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. But just as a backgrounder, Rebbe says you should be a little bit more familiar at least with the general concepts, although we're not going to be going into the details at all at the present time. The Gemara is discussing over here whether an Isser is Chal on Isser, yes or no. So the Gemara is a concept, although, generally speaking, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, once a particular item, whether it be a woman or whether it be a piece of food, is already also for reason number one, a second Isser cannot take effect upon it. Who's heard that concept before? Everyone knows, right? It's famous. Ein Isser Chal al Isser. That's a world famous concept, Rabbi Bosa, which the Gemara discusses in many places, including, as I started saying before, including in Masech the Yevamos, the Gemara has this concept of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. It's always good to see things, even for a minute, inside. Take a look over here, Rabosai, Yevamos, Lamed, Gimel, and Aleph. That's where we I want to show you something. Actually, we should start Lamed Beis, and Aleph, just to give you a little bit of an introduction. The Gemara discusses over here as follows. Take a look at the list, just to give an example. The last Rashi, the Rashi on Laf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a concept of Mishlo Zazel Bimkoma, and then the Gemara says like this. Rashi says, Ela Mishim. No. Rashi Kshanasa Benasa Meis Vachak Nosachai. It's Rashi and the wide lines, number 6. Rashi says, The Easter Eshazach Kodim. I want you to see it inside the words. But there are exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions, Rabbi Osai, is Isur Kolil. That's found in that Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph on the very top. That means it includes more different people. And then there's another concept which is called Isur Mosif. What does Isur Mosif mean, Rabbi Osai? Not that more people are included, but the object itself becomes usur to a greater extent. And when the item, when it comes, take a look over here, for example, on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, line 5. My Isur Mosif. The top line. The Isur Mosif. What does Isur Mosif mean? What does Isur Mosif mean? When is the Tosif Isur for a different thing? So it's Migu Dechal. It's chalana. That's called Isur Mosif. Now the Gemara has a Masech. That's the background. Okay. Now Kiddushin Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows. The following case. Kiddushin Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara has as follows. Listen very carefully. Ein Isur Chalal Isur. Okay. But over here it's Isur Mosif. Fine. Where is Isur Mosif? Moses is false. Hoel b'shames nus posel b'Yisrael. What's that mean? That it's all about with respect to a Kohen. But since the shames nus posel afilu b'Yisrael, it says Rashi,
Don im zin satachtav. If a woman is unfaithful to her husband, nesera salbala, she's prohibited to her husband, as we all know. Here too, is an isa mosif. Rabbosai, I'll ask you a question. You should be bucky b'chamisha from Shai Torah. Is it ever say anywhere in the Holy Torah that a woman who's married and chalila v'chas violates the Ten Commandments and lives with another man and she's called a zona? What do we call her? Sota. And what word is used with respect to a sota? Tuma k'sibikarayis, it's in the beginning of Yavamis. V'nitma three times is v'nitma. Don't use the word zona. Why are you using the word zona over here? It's a misnomer. And you can't say they're using the words loosely, because it's isomosif. It's a technical term. It says Rabbi Chanan, you see a yisod nifla from this Gemara, that although the word zona is not found in the Chumash with respect to an unfaithful woman who's married to a Yisrael, alpha pikein, the two are connected. There's a connection between these two. There is a connection. Because Isa Mosif, and there comes the Rambam and says, therefore, since there's a connection, based on Kedushin and Taim and base, Rabbonim came along and said, any non-Jewish woman is considered to be a Zona, and the Yisrael gets Malkus. We asked before, Yisrael, Zona, no connection, living or dead. Yes, connection, Kedushin and Taim and base. Clear connection. Isa Mosif, the Rashi to the Yisrael, if she's unfaithful to her husband, that's considered an Isa Mosif with respect to Zona, which is the Issa of the Kohanim. You see, the two are connected and related in some way. There's another Gemara we'll get to soon. Nunvavim and Beis. There's an additional, it's on the Makaris, an additional connection between these two. I just wanted to show you this amazing Chiddush, Rabbosai. Yeah. Again, Nunvavim and Beis, I'm postponing for later. Maybe I shouldn't postpone for later. Let's take a look now. Why should we postpone till later? Let's do it right now. Nun of Abba Medbeis.
What's the Sermosa?
The fact that a Zona is considered a prohibition with respect to a Yisrael as well enables it to be Chal and a Kohen, even in a case which otherwise would have been in the case of Yisrael, Ein Yisrael Alis. The details, you'll look it up. But the Chiddush Neira is a connection. Take a look at what I'm saying. Nun Vav Amid Beis. I'm not going to go the whole sugi now. Just a little tiny bit. A little tiny bit in this very important sugya. Mamash, just a snippet. One little snippet. Rabbi said the rule is when it comes to a Yisrael, the holy pasuk says in Chumash, Torah or Hashalem. Okay, everyone look in Torah or Hashalem, Nun Vav Amud Beis, the very first source that's quoted. V'shachav yisho soshich v'azer v'nalam me'inei yisho v'nistro v'hi nitmo v'ein ein bo v'hi lo nisposo. What do you mean v'hi lo nisposo? What do the words mean? She wasn't forced. But if she was forced, then she's muteris to her husband. Everyone knows that. Chas v'chalila, a woman is attacked in the park and her husband is a Yisrael, they can stay married. We spoke about that, as a matter of fact, in the first man. It's in Havchana, yes, no, a whole submission day earlier. Fine, good. That's what it says over here. That's a Gemara, that's a Pasuk, which the Gemara quotes. Look at the Gemara says. Okay. He non esposa, it's about, she says, Masnisin, go up 7 lines. He non esposa, Asura, esposa muteris. Vieshcha acheres, is another woman. Shafalpishin esposa, Asura. He non esposa. But it's some other woman, that if she's esposa, she's Asura. Who's that? Ve'ezu zu'eshes koyin. Nebuch. A tragedy. The eshes koyin's attacked in the park. Then she has to get divorced. That's what it says. Because, Pashup Shah, that's what it says in the Gemara. Because she, without, not through no fault of her own, but she was attacked and had relations with a non-Jewish man. And we all know that a non-Jewish man lives with a Jewish woman. She can no longer be with a koyin. Even if she had been married to him previously. So it says. Rabbi says, Shaila, what'll happen? This is an Eishes Kohen. What about an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa? Top line, from Rav Sheshes. Eishes is top line on Vavamed Beis. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Ava Bishim Uteres Labayla Psula Lekahuna. If a husband died, she cannot marry a Kohen. So says Rav Sheshes. The name Rav Sheshes is only found on the last line, last two words of Amud Aleph. Okay, Rav Sheshes. Comes to Balamor and says, but later on the Gemara talks only about an Eishes Kohen. Says the Balamor to Machlokes. According to Rabba, an Eishes Yisrael Shenensa is Muteres to Kohuna. How can that be? Is it Issa Kores? Issa Mises Bezen? Not that she did anything wrong, we're not going to punish her. But Lanaro Sasadaba, it applies to an Eishes Yisrael as well. Says the Balamor, let's open to the Balamor. This one, I'm only reading one snippet, it's not really fair. But just to prove this point of Rabbi Chanan. Page Nun Beit, I think it was. I'm going to read one line. One line, that's all. He quotes Rabba, who argues with Rav Sheshes. Argues with Rav Sheshes. What's Pshat? When do they argue? This is the last line on column 1 on page Nun Beis in Balamor. If you have the old version, it's page, I think it was Yud Chesem and Beis, somewhere there. Lo polig Rabba ele be'eshes Yisrael. Look at this now. Mitok shahutro lebaila. Since she's mutter to her husband, even though she lived with another man because it was against her will, so she's mutter to Cohen as well. Aber b'shar chai v'krisis, uvechol nivel al apostola, mode, da fila ba'onis mifsla, kemaita de tinokas, shiyorda lemalos mayim in ayin v'nensa, ksubas yudalim and beis, se mefurisha mishnah, that a woman who was unfortunately attacked by a goy, or somebody of all, goy, we use the word goy, we assume that a Jew would never do such a terrible thing, right? A guy, let me read you the continuation of the Mishnah. He assumes you know Mishnah is about Peh. How many of you know Mishnah is about Peh? Maybe before you buy mitzvah or something. You all manage to forget it by now. Okay? Ksubas Yudal and Amid Beis. Okay? What does it say over here? Benensa. Otherwise not. So you have to assume. So you see klar that if it happens by onus, it's also. It's only unique heter. If she was the nature of the issue was Eishes Ishan that the Oda Macher. All the Mephoshim ask, what's the connection? Mitog Shahutra Labaila is a special dispensation, so she's Muteris to a Kohen. No connection, living or dead. One's an Issa Tumah, one's an Issa Zona. See, no. The Issa Tumah is connected to Zona, since there's an exception to the rule, Vilo Nisposa, Nisposa Muteris. That's not only Matir Rabosai, the Easter of Tumah, it's even Matir, the related Easter of Zona Lekohen. So from the Gemara, Kiddushin Ayin Zayin, and from the Balamor, Nafnun Vav, you see this is so Nifla Rabbi Chanan, as a connection Rabosai between these two Isurim. That's Rabbi Chaim gave a different answer. Full disclosure, we're a brisk yeshiva. Reb Chaim answered, this is a very important answer, Reb Chaim gave a brisker answer. Every other situation in which a woman is attacked by somebody and she becomes posel lekuna because he's an ish zar. He's a zar. What do you mean he's an ish zar? He's a goy, he's a mamzer, he's a nusin, he's a bum. Or maybe even he's a relative, which would be considered a zar with respect to her. Because she's not supposed to marry her brother, things like that. Fine. However, in the unique case of Eishes Ish, the man is not a Zara at all. He's tall, he's dark, he's handsome, he's intelligent, he's rich, he's Allah Milas. Only one problem, she's married. He's not an Ish Zara, it's her fault, because she's married. So therefore, Reb Chaim says, that's the pshat, why is no Issa the Kohen? It's not an Ish Zara. And that's and Zona is based on Ish Zara. That's Reb Chaim's teretz in a nutshell, in Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. Not for now. But now we have to cover a number of other things. We only have 20 minutes to go. I'll try to finish on time. We have a number of important things, because these are all, everything we're saying today is a prep for that joyride on Sunday. We're prepping. And we're revving up the motor of the engines. I told you we're going to have to say things which are, you will, okay. But first we have the Beis Shmuel. Let's just get, go down to Beis Shmuel. So first is a review. Review. This is Tezav is a review. The Rambam Akum Shalozinsa, he's Zona. V'lokin l'kohen abo lemen atara. When she's not a Jewish woman. Even if she was a, she's a psula. Okay? Okay. Shar poskim dafka bezinsa. Atosis. Lokin. Hakohen. Habo lea. Uvigioras afshalo zinsa. That's what we just saw in Tosis. It's summarized. Beishmul. Okay. Now we come to the word tezayin. It's very important. The Rambam says, Rashi says, Nivla bilas nus, bas yisrol, anosin lemamzer, b'chai v'lav, anasiz zona. Tosis, staff mem dalet, and the Rosh, and the Smag, and the Ravid say, no, lo nasiz zona, el b'chai v'kmises, l'chai v'krisis, o me'akum v'yevet. Keep that in mind. Mises, krisis, which is sort of identical, and they all say akum v'yevet. Why? The enkitush and tovsin b'hem. You know what's going on? The source is enkitush and tovsin b'hem. Miyo mikro, kisiyah le'ishzar, Yalfina de Bias Nosan Umamzer, Viger Amon Umoa Posen, and Esel Sakoma Negamkin Chalolim, she is this much of a smaggle head, Yosham. We'll see soon, not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees to that. Because of Bach, Bemesay Nafkaminim in Pluktazu, as the Kalkas Machokic said. Then you're Malkus, Im Kohen Bolea, Im Chai Malkus, Abu Kulam Nasa Zona. That's necessarily Zona, means Usu. And she just toast for Rivet, Shaposkin, they ain't looking also, not really Zona, probably means it's another Issa. No, the Gemara says the Lokin. Look in the Bach. Throw up the Chukim. Here it says, not a zona. Ela ain't Lokin also. Shom besugi zulama isakuna mitruma mikal v'chomer. It's our Gemara. Rabbo said, I want you to open up one more time to see inside. Samach ches amid beis. Please turn. Samach ches amid beis. We were here yesterday. Let's just take a break and see it inside before we go to Beis Shmuel. Says the Gemara like this, Samach ches amid beis. We know the pasuk says, Rabbi Osai. The pasuk says, "Take a look, Torah or Hashalim." Samaches mitbeis Aleph. Ubas Kohen kisiel ishzar he b'shuma zakadoshim lo sochel. It's a truma. Says the Gemara and af Samaches mitbeis Rabbi Osai. A critical Gemara about three quarters down. Okay. Well, we said as follows. Ela lekuna. We find it applies to truma. Why not kuna? Kavachoma migrusha. The lion touched the word. Kavachoma. Magrusha shemuteres betruma. Asura lakuna. Zusha asura betruma. Ain't no din shepsula lakuna. Frank the Gemara bechim asirim and adin. He can magus with the kavachoma. Answer the Gemara. Giloi milsa bi almahu. That's the Gemara answers. Giloi milsa bi almahu. Where else is this Gemara found? Giloi milsa bi almahu. Sanhedrin Ayin Vav. See it says on the side? Sanhedrin Ayin Vav. Oh. Comes along the Beishmu with a chap. Sugi Zulamani Sukun Bechuma Kavachoma. Hiksha. He's going to Gemara. Chimasirim and Adin. Vetirits Gili Milso Bamu. Velok. Uvidavazet Pligu Abaya Varava Beperk Dalmises. Uviperk Anistrophim. La Baya Lokan Gili Milso. Ularava Ain Lokan. Vilchasa Karavan Agarabaya Becholmokam Chutzmiyal Kagam. Oh, Meridik. Shemhachi svila la poskim elu the ain logan also. I the Gemara is preferish you all get Malchus. No, the Gemara is going to Abaye that Gili Milsa be'al get Malchus. We pass like Ravas and Adonai Vav. You don't get Malchus. Brilliant, Beis Shmuel, home run. We say touchdown. Which name is Manasseh? Okay, whatever it is. But the Beis Shmuel, he got it right. What a merry dick of Terrence. The Gemara says logan and Ravas. They say lay logan. Yeah, the Gemara is going to Abaye. Gili Milsabah, we pass like Rava. Meiridik. Everyone following so far, the Meshmul said, you with me? Mamash Meiridik. Okay. Kenli Rava. Gili Milsabah, Ema Sirin. Vasugi Yavama Shamasi Akor Aliba Dabaye. This is for the Gili Milsabah, Ama Onshin. Mishum Davikilo Netle Behejim. Bo. Suen Lachavan Ashtasar. Ulach Ora. Fakert. Tema Larambam. The sphere lay the local also. It turned around the other way. Where is he? Sasson's here? Not here. I'm turning. This is where you hear me. So what's the Rambam going to do? Now Rebbe would cry. When the Rebbe was wrong, Rebbe didn't cry. When the Rambam was wrong, he cried. So my Rebbe would mamish cry. His father wouldn't have a Terrence. The Rambam was going to be wrong. He couldn't see the night. He thought he was going to cry. How can the Rambam say, you get Malchus, and the Talmud must give him a little bit of a bite, pass like a rubber. Should we all start crying together? But Shmuel got stuck. He gave such a good teres to the Rabbi, they got stuck with the Rabbah. This reminds me of yesterday. He gave such a good teres to the Rabbah. What did the Rabbah do? We took care of that a little bit. Now I have to get this one. So Rabosai, the Avnei Miluim, has a fascinating answer. But to preface his answer, he asked him to look on the Tosfos, which I asked you to see in the Maror HaKamos. Not sure if you got there yet. Look in Tosfos, Lamed Hei Amar Alf. Lamed Hei Amar Alf. Afal P. Okay? Pirish Bekuntris, Tama de Shmaitin Mishimu Bas Kohen Kisil Ish Zar. Ulubi Nire, Mi Bas Ish Kohen Oshamin Ish Ish Ish. Vecholchaive Krisis and Esorza Ekidushin, Mishim Dulhave Zar Samei Kora. Zar means a Zar from birth. And here he was not a Zar until she got married. That's not called Zar. Vechimashim Behe Abol Yevimto, Daf Nun Vov. Tukoma Rova Ish Ish Kohen Shinensa, Ubol Eloka Mishim Zona. Umishim Tuma. Rabosai. Imi bas kohen kisil li ish zar. Shemin nam eish es ish. Im ken yalok an ami mehai kro. Dil kuna nami asurus mikava chomer. Dil kamon prek al monadav samachesim et beis. Dil choshish am asura men adin al gilim yosu biyamu. Stop right there. What name was mentioned in Tosfos before? Only one name. One name of an Amora, only one in these 15 lines. What was the name? Scan it. Rava. He says Rava, and he still says Gili Milsa Biyama. You got Malchus. I have a Rava, and Sanhedrin disagrees. Says that the Beis Shmuel is wrong. This Gili Milsa is different than other Gili Milsas. If you look at Sanhedrin, I involve. This, you have that. They're two different things. One derives a Gili Milsa from the other. Here it's one and the same thing. It's one and the same. Not two different things. It's one and the same. It's Mamish Hainu Hach. It's one and the same thing. Take a look at Rabosai and Rashi. Samachesim et Beis Gilui. On that Gemara. Look what Rashi says. Gilui Milsa Biyamahi. V'lav Melef Minei Alfina Lav Dekuna Mitruma. The Memela came in the Ifsla the Truma, Ifsla the Kuna, the Truma Hainu Kedushas Kahuna. It's a long Rashi till the end of the narrow lines. What's Rashi talking so much? Rashi is the biggest katsun in the world. Rashi's telling you, don't confuse this Gili Milsa with the Gili Milsa Sanhedrin by Rava. No! There, can you derive one thing from another Gili Milsa, yes or no? Here it's the same thing. The same thing. The same reason why a woman cannot eat Truma is why she can't marry a Kohen. Hainu Hach, the same, they always go together. So then there would be Malchus, even according to Rava, that explains the Rambam. And the Rambam didn't hold for the Shtickle Torah. That's the best answer. That's the best answer given by the Holy Avnei Miluim to answer this very perplexing question. That is the absolute best answer. The best answer. The best answer. I don't know a better one. I don't know a better one. Therefore, he comes to the conclusion, does the Avnei Miluim, that everyone needs to get Malchus. Everybody. Either because of Zona, Rambam, or because of the Pasuk. What's the Pasuk say? Ubas Kohen Kisil Yishzar, He Besumas HaKadoshim, Lo Sochel, it's a lav. And the lav of Truma and the lav of if living with the Kohen is Hainu Hach. That's what he says. Amazing. That's the best Teretz. I'm just going to refer you briefly to the next to the best Teretz. The Minchas Chinuch gives a teretz in Os Yutes, rather, based upon the Rashba. Have anyone seen the Rashba yet? It's on the Makor. Who saw the Rashba? What did the Rashba say? He has a Kashi against all Gemara, Samaches is pilpling back and forth. How do you know it's also? What do you mean, how do you know? It's a Zona. It's a Zona. So he gives two fascinating teretz. One teretz is that the Gemara on Samaches goes with an assumption. Like Rabbi Lazar, or Rabbi Eliezer, I should say. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Samach Aleph Amid Beis. We never got here yet. There's six different, no less than six different shittas in Tanoim. What's a zona? What's the first shita? The very first one. First one is, believe it or not, what is it? What is a zona? There's six different pshatim. What is a zona, Rabosai? The first, the very first pshat. Zona kishma, divra Rabelezer. What means zona kishma? What means zona kishma? Rashi? Lashon toa, shetoa, mitachas, baila lacherim. Rabelezer and zona meshesish. Oh! So the Rashi is a chiddush. I would call it a dochak. At the whole sugan samaches, the quantity of Rabelezer. So that, it's not a zona. It's not a zona. You have to derive it from Kisiel Yishzar. Says the Michas Chinuch. The Rashi is right. The Rambam is Miyushev. The true according to the Gemara in Samaches. It's only Gili Mills to quantity of it is no Malkus. But the whole Gemara is only going quantity of Rabelezer. We paskin like Chachamim. That she's Nivel Abilas, no, she's a zona. That's the Michas Chinuch simple answer. The additional answer to the Rashi is it depends if it's Ones or Ratzon. Chiddush Ner, we'll get to that later. But Ones. It's not a zona. You have to come on to Kisi Alijzar. Those are the two Tirutzim in the Rashi, those who saw. And the, either according to either of those Tirutzim, the Kasha of Beishmuel is also answered. Very nice. The Adam Lum's answer seems to ring more true in my ears. Not that the Michal Skinner has anything wrong with his answer. Fine. Now Rashi understands, Rabosai, based on the Gemara. Take a look over here on Samachesimid Beis. Very, very important Gemara. It's a critical Gemara. And it's on Samachesim and Beis, the last few lines. Minaya lova kachov v'emrabov bas Yisrael v'kohenes shepsalua shenemar u'bas kohen kisiya almona grusha. That's found in Torah Hashalim. V'zera ein lova v'shalom v'esibir n'ram v'dachav v'yatochel v'chozol l'yochel. What do you mean kisiya almona grusha? Says the Gemara on Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, mi sheyesh almonos v'gerishin bo. What does that mean? Because they can be a marriage. It could be a marriage. It could be a divorce. It could be a widowhood. Yotu akum v'yeved she'ein lo almonos v'gerishin. It says kisiyah. It has to be a tefisas kiddushin almonos v'gerishin. Okay. This is what it says over here. And therefore, if Rabosai, she's an almona of a grusha of a Yisrael, she can eat truma if her husband dies, or she gets divorced. But if she was lit, she was living with a non-Jewish man where there's no possibility of halachic amonos or gerushin, then Rabosai, she may never eat truma again. This is this din. Very, very, very important din. A very, very important din. So, here Rabosai is the problem. Is there malchus or no malchus? Read the entire pasuk. It's found in Beis of Torah or Samachesim at Beis. Read the whole pasuk. Is there Malkus or is there no Malkus? What do you say? You have to be the word, has to say lo. Or Hishomer, Pen, Al. Does that word appear? Yes or no? Does the no word, is the no word found? It's found in Aleph, lo sochel. Is it found in Beis? Yeah? No. Oh, you're right. I made a mistake. You're right. Because Zala Yochabo is in front of someone who's not a Kohen in the first place. We're discussing now a woman who's going to be married to a Kohen. In the first three quarters of the pasuk, the word lo does not appear. Ain? Zera Ain lo. There's nothing to do with that. That's nothing. Don't believe me. It's on the Mar Makomus. Tosis Mem Dalit Amid Beis. I told you we're not going to do the whole Tosis 1, 2, 3, but a snippet. We'll get to a snippet. Mem Dalid Amud Beis. One little snippet. One little snippet. Where he points out, Rabosai, that this din, Rabosai, the din derived from the pasuk which we just read, there's no malchus because there's no lav. Let's see if I can find it. It's a long Tosfos. One second. Why can't I find it? In my Gemara, it was an asterisk on it. Here, I had a different Gemara. It took away the asterisks, so I can't find it. Who was an old Gemara? Anybody? You have it?
I guess so.
Yeah. Well, just kind of borrow it for a second? Just be able to find it fast. Just for a second. There it is, right here. It's a star. There it is. Right after it says Samachesim at base. Okay. Oh, it says the word va'od. In our print, one line under Samachesim at base exactly, it says the word va'od. In the old print also, it says the word va'od right under Samachesim at base. Let's read the word va'od together. Va'od. You see it? In our print, it's the seventh wide line. Va'od, or the eighth. Itzrich lezona me'ove kachavim ve'eved l'rabona de Rabbi Akiva. The leka balav betruma miliyish dar ela me'almona ugrusha the me'almona ugrusha nafka, and there's no lav. We just saw this. No, the word lo doesn't appear. There's no lav, so therefore you have to have a lav of zona. Therefore you have to have a lav of zona. It's interesting. Tosis 2 days. I'm not going into it right now. Every girl is a zona. Is she automatically psula the truma? How close are the two wrapped up to each other? A grusha is not a surah betruma. We just talked about samachesim at base. A grusha is not a surah betruma. A chalala is certainly a surah betruma. It's not a kohenis at all. What about is it an automatic? If you're a zona, you may not eat truma. Is it automatic or is it not automatic? 2 days in Tosis over here, Rabosai, in this big Tosis. Too long for me to read you the entire thing. Let me just show you, Rabosai, very quickly, a Tosis Samach Tes Amud Alf. Samach Tes Amud Alf, who we just came from. When I asked you to see, where Tosis takes a stand in this matter. The bottom Tosis. Bottom Tosis. Vafilu l'Rabbi Lazar. He's the biggest machmir in Samach Alf Medbeis. D'amaponi abol apnuya shalola shemishis asa zona. Rabbi says, good that we don't pass in this way. If we pass in this way, no Kohen can marry any girl who unfortunately was not did something a little bit wrong before her wedding. Luckily we don't pass in this way. Okay? Nire d'lomivsla betruma d'ainzel ishdar. Takes a clear stand, does he over here? The mere fact that you're a zona does not mean you automatically cannot eat truma, because it would not nivela li'ish zar. Tosfos Rabosai elsewhere disagrees. Tosfos in 9 Gimel disagrees. If you look at the Mitzvah Esen in the back, as the Rashba disagrees, two different things. Oh. According to the Rambam Rabosai, the Minchas Sinik has a wild chiddush. I don't accept it. Sidkot and Chavdalet. He suggests what Tosa suggests. Go back to Tosa's Mem Dalam and Beis for a second. Tosa's Mem Dalam and Beis has a very fascinating suggestion. That we are Oyev Yisrael. We don't want to give too many people too many stuff. But Tosa suggests over here, on Mem Dalam and Beis, a chiddush nifla v'nora. And what is that chiddush nifla v'nora? It's possible, Rabbi Osai, for an individual to get Malkus twice in the same woman. Why? One, because of the derivation of Ishtar, and two, from Zona. You can get Malkus twice. Why can't I find them? I'm not able to find these in this slightly different edition. Who can find it from Rabbi Osai? Tosis suggests in Memdalam and Beis, that big Tosis, they can get Malkus twice. Once for Zar, and once for Zona. No. It's in here. Lucky Tarta here. The line starts, right? The line starts right before we said, Mamash, before we said, the three words before we speak the vote. The Zona, the Lucky Tarta. In other words, you'll get Malkus for being a Zona, and Malkus again for Ishtar. Wow. So the Michas Chinuch suggests maybe according to Rami you also get Malkus twice. I don't believe it. Rami would have said so. It would have said so. I don't think it's... The Rami is not that way. It's not that way. He would have said so. And even he says that there's no Malkus. He says, you know why? He says the Michas Chinuch? Because it's Gili Milso B'Yalma. Nah. He should have said, you're over Doraisa Nishda. Even if you're not getting Malkus, Rami tells you all these Surim Doraisa. I think the opposite is true. Rambam says, whenever there's another Isser, be it Ishzar, be it Pesulos Mizera Beis Yisrael. Those are just mere indicators. But the real Isser is an Isser of Zona. This is said explicitly, Rabbi Osai, by the Vilna Gaon. By the Vilna Gaon. By the Vilna Gaon. Sifkot and Chavtes. Add it to your Mara Makomas. I know I'm out of time. Let me tell you why, where we're at here. We are going to try to analyze on Sunday whether anybody ever said the following wild thesis, which entered my mind and I couldn't get out of my mind. I was on my pillow, I was trying to think. We have a Marsha who tells us that in a case where it's not a Zona, it's absolutely Mutter. Quoted those we showed. Mutter. And we think the Beis Yosef holds that way. Not just a Marsha. Beis Yosef. Maybe the Torah holds that way. Nafkamina between his father and the Rambam. They limit it to the case of Nosen Umamzer. Is there anybody in the whole wide world who extends it to a case of a Goy? What's my concern? Unfortunately, there are individuals who are Kohanim who marry Balos Tshuva. And unfortunately, we sometimes find out that these Balos Tshuva in their former life had boyfriends, including Goyim. Everything in the world indicates that is an absolutely prohibited marriage. There's no way in heaven to be matched against Mefurashim, Mishnayos, and Gemaros. No way. When I saw the Marasha, it entered my mind. He also had Mishnayos. He said, no problem, Rabbi Kiva. Why can't I hold on to the Marasha's kapota, tight, on that joyride, and try to extend it, maybe, even to a guy? At least find some sheet of dechuya somewhere. At the very least, we should tell the children of that marriage that they shouldn't go to that till funerals. Even though they knew for a fact that the mother was a balas tshuva and lived with a non-Jewish boyfriend and the father's a kohen, so I can go to a funeral. I'm not a kohen. I'm a chol. Maybe not so fast. Maybe there's even, I don't know. That's what was bothering my mind for days. And just yesterday in Beis Medrash, I fell upon a gold mine. I want to share with you a gold mine. We're going to be mining gold. First, you have to hear what I have to say, which is coal, okay. But after I finish with my coal, because that's mine, I have to take my coal, then I'll pull out for you the gold. Go for the gold. I found something which I never knew until yesterday morning. Wow. So tune in, Rabbi Osi, on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, Shia regular time, Siyata Deshmaya on this topic. Okay. Shabbos to one and all.